the rest of the story. Norman MacDonald loved the water all his life, so it was only fitting that he should live in a town called Seaside, Oregon, a dozen miles or so below the mouth of the mighty Columbia in the northwest corner of the state. But as I say, Norman had always loved the water, even after retinal disease stole his eyesight, leaving him completely blind. He continued exploring the Pacific beaches and the banks of the Nequanicum River, for here was where the warm sun embraced him as nowhere else, and where the challenges of sightlessness seemed to drift away on lapping surf or the sound of the rushing current. It was on one such stroll along the Nequanicum on a particularly fragrant summer day that Norman, for reasons that he could not define, became uneasy. All of the aromas were familiar aromas. The breezes brushed his cheek reassuringly, as ever. But was that a sound? A sound more felt than heard? Something that had made his stomach twitch and had caused his unseeing eyes to dart about? For timeless moments, Norman stopped where he stood and searched the darkness with his ears. And yes, yes, there it was, somebody's voice, distant, yet insistent, struggling to surmount the sounds of the river. Without considering the gauntlet of unseen obstacles in his path, Norman quickened his pace faster and faster still until he was running recklessly toward the sound of that voice. And as he ran, the voice growing louder became that of a young woman, perhaps even a little girl, and it was frantically crying for help. Was anyone else nearby to hear? No, even to sightless Norman that was clear, and the scary, solitary voice was coming from the river. That meant the girl was probably drowning. But what could Norman do? Go for help? That would take too long. Jump in, maybe get both of them drowned? But there was no more time to think about it. The current was powerful out here, deceptive, full of undertow. No youngster was any match for it. So Norman, unsure of precisely where he was or where he was going, plunged into the Nequanicum and swam toward the screams. The water felt cool against his face, its soothing buoyancy belying the terrible peril into which he had ventured. Over here, the voice was beseeching, "Help me, please, help me." Louder and louder it pleaded. Good. Norman was getting nearer somehow. And then two arms lunged out of the darkness and entwined themselves about his neck. "I couldn't have lasted much longer," the voice is sobbing. More incredibly, more wonderfully still, fighting the currents, flailing through nothingness, Norman found the river bank, and he and the girl that he had never seen and never will were safe once more. Lisa Nibley, the girl Norman rescued, was 15, had been visiting Seaside with her parents from Battleground, Washington, had unsuspectingly taken a swim in the treacherous Nequanicum. That was August 5 of 1996. Lisa is home now. Yet in her bedroom, there is still and will always be a framed photograph hanging on the wall, a picture of Norman MacDonald. She calls him my guardian angel, even though when Norman was adopted by the MacDonald family, his people parents had thought him nothing more than a yellow Labrador. They say retrieving is in the blood of Norman's breed. Well, maybe so. For now you know the rest of the story.